Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We are live, on the air, and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important in your life right now. So we have opened those phone lines, and again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and now on location, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and Bob, it's good to be with you on today's broadcast.
Yeah,
and,
good to hear your voice.
Yes, I'm on location in Miami, Florida, so it's exciting to broadcast from this destination and connect with listeners all around the United States and around the world. You know, as you know, this month we've been talking about freedom and what does it mean to be free as a child of God. And I thought it appropriate to end the month with this passage out of Hebrews, and I'm going to tie it to another passage in the book of John. So this is out of Hebrews chapter 7, and it starts in verse 18. For on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. So when we talk about freedom, we talk about a freedom from the law of sin and death. That's what we were held bondage to when we were dead in sin, when we were lost. We were held bondage to the law of sin and death. So there's been a setting aside of that by a new law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So we've been set free from the law of sin and death to be set free for the law of the Spirit of life. And what does this law of the Spirit of life enable us to do? It says in verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. So I think the deepest need within all of our hearts is to have that deep connection to God. And this new covenant, this new law of the Spirit of life allows us to draw near to God, actually sets us free to draw near to God. And why I think this is interesting is because Jesus defined eternal life for us in his high priestly prayer. And it's in John chapter 17. And this is one of my favorite passages. And here Jesus says, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So what does freedom ultimately mean for us? It means the opportunity to get to know God as our Father and Jesus Christ, the one whom God sent. That's what freedom is all about. It's not just a freedom from. If we stay right there and just focus on all the things that we are free from, we have put ourselves in a very vulnerable position, and pretty soon we're going to go back to all those things that we had been set free from. For us to really experience freedom, we need to go forward and know what we've been set free for, and that's to draw near to God, to know God as our Father, and Jesus Christ, the one whom he sent. That's freedom in Christ.
That's freedom in Christ. And this is Basic Gospel, everybody. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd like for you to do that right now. Several of you have lines, and if you hold on, we'll get to you just as quickly as we possibly can. And right now, that toll-free number is available still because we do have more open lines at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we're going to go to Hutto, Texas, and talk with our friend Clay. And Clay, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with Basic Gospel.
Hey, good to hear you. I was listening to the program yesterday with Andrew. It was really good.
Yeah.
But the one that I really enjoyed that hit the nail on the head the other day was when Richard was talking about the fear of death and standing. Man, if anybody didn't hear that, I forget what day it was on, but go back and listen to it. It was some good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Clay. Appreciate that.
Hey, they were talking about Hebrews 6, about the anchor to our soul. And just like Bob said just a second ago, we know that we have his promises, but we have to have an assurity. Just like Abraham had a knowing of a surety after God made a promise to it and confirmed it with his promise and his oath. But it was more than that. When he took creation animals and split them, remember, and he put him in the sleep and walked among the blood as a foreshadowing of the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, so yes.
This thing, my question is on the two immutable elements or the two unchangeable elements, okay? Most people, and I've been taught this, that it's God's promise and his oath, as it was to Abraham. But when you look up the word elements, it's something tangible. And even with Abraham, it was something tangible, okay? The two unchangeable elements that a lot of times when I'm unstable to it, I take in remembrance of it, communion with the body and the bread of Jesus Christ. And I'll use that, Hebrews 6, and speak it over it, that by these two immutable things that it's impossible for God to lie, that I am free in Christ Jesus. And there's nothing that can put me back under the law of sin and death. But everybody I've ever spoke that through said, no, it's an oath and a promise. Well, it's got to be more than an oath and a promise to be a covenant. There's got to be blood and blood involved in it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. That's a good point, Clay. And there is much discussion about that Hebrews 6 passage, which starts in verse 13 of Hebrews 6. Which says, for when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes, an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is possible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. And we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. So I think what the writer of Hebrews is saying, and I think your point as well, that the blood of Jesus Christ, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, it is showing us that all of these new promises, this new covenant, the fulfillment of those things is on God's shoulders. It's not a contract between two different parties. God simply has made a declaration. He said, this is the way it's going to be. And he has shown us, has given us the assurance and the security that we need through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, so that we can rest and relax in these wonderful truths, to know that we belong to God, to know that we're children of God, to know that we have forgiveness of sins, to know that we've been declared righteous. There's nothing that we do to earn any of those things. We just simply enter in because of God's faithfulness to his promises. So really, his character is on the line, isn't it? And because his character cannot lie, then we know these things are true about us and true about our relationship with him. And we can therefore simply relax and trust him in our day-to-day lives. So, Clay, I think it's an excellent point you're making, and I sure appreciate you bringing it to the program.
Hey,
yes, indeed. Thank you, Clay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to say that, remember, Christ was crucified before the foundation of the world, and I don't believe he even could have made that promise to Abraham if Christ wasn't crucified before the foundation. But this chapter is about wavering. When you waver in the promise, okay, which we all do with our souls, where do you flee to take refuge, okay? And it's like you say, it's in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. But to me, it helps when it's tangible, okay, to do this in remembrance, okay, of me, like in Corinthians. And anyway, I enjoyed the show, man. I'm going to listen to the rest of it.
Great, Clay.
Well, thanks, Clay. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. New York, let's talk to Icy, listening on our affiliate WMCA The Mission. Hi, Icy. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Yes, I was looking for the scripture, but there is a scripture that protects me from presumptuous sin. And I figured that it meant willful sin, sin that doing something you know is a sin, knowing it's not, it's against the law of God, and you still do it. And I think that's what it meant by presumptuous sin. Can you explain?
Well, I think you're right about that. It's willful sin, but we're presuming on, you know, somebody would be presuming on God's goodness and mercy, but that's something we can rest in, isn't it? And the thing I see that we need to understand is that Jesus, through His shed blood, took away all of our sins once and for all. He took the punishment that each and every sin deserved. And so there's no more punishment for us. But that's not where He left us. He raised us up and gave us brand new life. So we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And that newness of life is a life of faith in the resurrected Christ, who is alive, living in us. And we can count on Him to lead us down the paths of righteousness. Now, we live in a world that is anti-God, anti-Christ, that is filled with temptations, and sometimes we give in to those temptations. And when we do, we just rediscover the emptiness of this world, and we find out that there's really no genuine life available out there, only death. And at that point, our hearts get overwhelmed with thanksgiving, where we again say, Lord Jesus, thank You for setting me free from sin and death. Thank You for rescuing me from this present evil age so that I can experience real life, genuine life, a life that is characterized by peace and joy in You. That's the good news. And, you know, somebody that says, hey, you know, this grace stuff is good, I can just go on living my old life, they have just totally missed out on what the grace of God is really all about. Does that help, mm-hmm. Icy?
Yes, it does. It's just that, you know, like if you have like a deacon in your church that prays and reads these scriptures and you know of them doing all as they please, you wonder why. Well, you know, we fall short, all of us. But you wonder why they would continue doing certain things that they know is definitely wrong, you know, things like that.
Well, I see what my conviction is on that, and what our conviction is as a ministry, is a lot of times, you know, people will hear what the gospel is, but they hear it with certain filters. And so what goes into their minds and their ears is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and the fact that we can have forgiveness and new life, and it comes out completely different. And so they've never genuinely heard what the gospel is all about. Maybe they're latching on to God loves me and accepts me just the way I am. And they hear that as meaning I can just continue in this old lifestyle. Well, to a person like that, we need to continue proclaiming the gospel so that they can hear it for what it really is and then respond to it for what it really is. I think people are hearing a message, they're making it out to be what they want it to be, and they're responding appropriately. But the real gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, this forgiveness and new life and freedom that we can have in Him, does something inside of us. It really brings us to the point of dying in Christ and being raised to walk in the newness of life, which is what the gospel is all about. So I think we just continue to proclaim it clearly, proclaim it passionately, and allow people the chance over and over and over to hear it for what it is so that they can respond to it for what it really is so that they can actually live it out for what it really is.
Well, I see. Hope that's a help to you. Let's move on, Bob, to Queens, New York, and talk to May, listening on WMCA. May, welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to know about the two greatest commandments that Jesus Christ gave. Do they cover the Ten Commandments? I've heard that they cover the Ten Commandments. You know, Jesus Christ, the two greatest commandments he gave, love thy neighbor, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and strength. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do they cover the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, the Ten Commandments are summed up in those two.
That's what I wanted to find out.
Yeah, Jesus said that. Paul talked about that in Romans 13. So those Ten Commandments, we see in the law that those commandments are summed up by loving your neighbor as yourself and loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. The problem of that, May, is without new birth, without the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we can't carry those out. Because our hearts are bent toward the things of the world. So we need a new heart, and that's what we get through this resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is my personal Savior and Lord of my life, born in the grace and knowledge of the love and his mercy. Praise his holy name, all the trials and tribulations, testing my faith, and testing my life.
Well,
thank you, Mae. We appreciate
that. Yeah, it was, Bob, and I think that it's a very, very important reality. Yes, the law is summed up on those two great, great commandments. But in and of ourselves, we don't have the power, the capability to carry out those two commandments. And in this new covenant, we have these laws of love and faith and hope written on our hearts and in our minds. We have the presence of God's Spirit living inside of us, and as we trust him, we're going to see that love starting to pour out of us, and that's why we need to declare ourselves to be new covenant believers, because only in the new covenant do we really experience the indwelling power of Christ himself,
right,
living in and through us.
Yeah. So it sounds like May has discovered the true meaning of that particular scripture. So we're grateful for that. Grateful to hear from May. Let's go to Bergen County, New Jersey, and talk to Elise listening on WMCA. Elise, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hello, Elise. You're on the air. Well, Bob, I think Elise is not on the air. So let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to Brad, our friend Brad, who is listening on the Internet. Hi, Brad.
How y'all doing, Bob? Thank you for Bob. Christopher, thank you for giving up part of your vacation. I appreciate you being here and serving us. You know, I just want to encourage people, and I really praise God for the basic gospel ministry, because in the years that I've been involved, I have come to know and experience this life in Christ. And just like the lady called about her deacons and things, you know, I tell you what, I used to look at people like that, but Jesus really does tell us to keep our eyes on him. And I tell you what, that takes me around. I mean, if I looked at a lot of people, including myself at times, I'd be kind of discouraged in what I see. But because I keep my eyes on Jesus, because I grow in his grace, this thing is real to me. And it's sad that to many people, like maybe that deacon, he's never heard the truth. So many people in the church today have not heard of the new birth, the new covenant, the message of grace, and how it all ties in the gospel. But thanks to basic gospel ministries, this is the message that goes out, and I grow in grace, and I live in Christ every single day. And I just praise God and thank God it's so real in my experience. I mean, it's not some fictitious ink on a page. It's real, and it can be real to every single person, and it's God who makes it real, because he's the one that's living in me and walking in me, and his good works, from Bob's favorite scripture at Ephesians 2:10, he created those to walk in and through me. And it's just marvelous, and I just encourage people to keep reading, keep listening, and keep trusting God that this new life is real and can be real 24/7 as we rest and relax and trust in him.
Well, Brad, you know, many, many people through the years, you've been a friend for many years, and we love you, my brother. And you know, many people have given to support this ministry, including you. What would you say to new listeners? What would you say is the importance? And I think you've really hit on it in this particular phone call.
Well, here's another thing that's important about giving to this ministry. For $35, and I think that's the latest figure, for $35 a month, you help this wonderful, true meaning, true living ministry reach 100 souls. And so, I mean, this is investing in the kingdom of God. And there's no other ministry in this country on the radio. I'm a really old guy, and I've listened to a lot of stuff on Christian radio, and nothing's wrong with those guys. But the basic gospel ministry is consistent, is true, it never changes, and just proclaims the truth, and nobody will ever hear anything that isn't true.
Wonderful words, Brad, and I appreciate that
indeed.
Encouragement.
And I love you guys, and I love the ministry, and I love everybody that's listening today. Grow in grace, keep your eyes on Jesus, and believe you me, your whole attitude and outlook on life will change.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thank you so much. You know, there's nothing like a testimony from someone whose life has been changed by the truth of the message that they've heard. So, friends, you know, Bob and I would encourage you to please remember Basic Gospel in your giving, because it's your prayers, your gifts that keep the love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online. And that streaming of the broadcast on the Internet every day is just vital to a lot of people around the world. So we encourage you, come on and join us, friends. Get involved. You can help us keep this word coming and get the word out to new listeners and new eager ears by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. I'll give that number again, 844-412-2742. And for a gift of, this is the final day for this offer, by the way, so you need to take advantage of it while you can. A gift of $15 or more today, before midnight tonight, we'll get a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, on its way to you. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. And by the way, for additional copies of Bob's book, you can visit our online book site at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Again, that's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Bob, I know you'd like to add something to that.
Well, I would. Brad's comments about this gospel message really point out the fact that this is a process. You know, Brad has been listening, been a part of what this ministry is all about for quite a number of years.
Right.
It's been to some conferences, and so we talk about the idea of hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, and living the gospel. This is a process that we're engaged in as believers in Christ, and that points out the importance of the daily feeding from the Word of God. And that's why I think radio is such a powerful medium, because it can feed into the lives of people every single day the good news of Jesus Christ. It can encourage them to hear what the message really is, to respond in faith as we are called to do, and then to live it out by faith in our day-to-day experiences. This isn't just a doctrine that we can learn and write down on a test. This is a life to be lived. That's what this gospel message is all about. So those of you that are tuned in every day, we pray that this gospel message is making a difference in your life, that you are growing in the grace of God, you're growing in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those that are giving, that are supporting Basic Gospel, we are so grateful for your investment in the process, for your investment into the lives of people, helping connect people to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You from the bottom of our hearts.
Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Also, if you like Basic Gospel, we hope you do, be sure to download our app, available now in the Apple App Store. And we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list to keep up to date with everything going on in the ministry, including the archive. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel.